BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Hello everyone, I'm Chris Stark and this is not Scott Mills.
Oh what, my name's Jordan Nolf.
What are you doing here then?
That's how I speak when I'm not on air.
Do you want to explain how this has happened?
So Scott's completely lost his voice. And I got called at 9 o'clock this morning asking if I'd cover his show.
Yeah.
And like we said on air earlier, that I have this big red phone in my room. It's like the Batman phone.
Mm.
And when it rings, I answer and I go, yes, certainly, I'll be there. Don't even have to tell me what show it is. Don't have to tell me what time. I just go, yes.
Oh, he's not picky.
Yeah, I'll do all.
He'll do it all. But as part of that, we thought that we wanted to give you the Scott Mills Daily that you expected today. So thank you, Jordan, for stepping up and allowing us both to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Today, with added Jordan, obviously. Okay. And coming up on today's podcast, there's going to be more rat nominations. We're doing more of them. A cracking Ask Me Anything. I think you could agree with that.
Fascinating. That was so good. What was her name? Fiona.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want to give too much away now because you're about to hear it. We also discovered that a chef's kiss isn't all it sounds. Well, it's definitely not as innocent as it sounds right now. You'll learn about that. And what else?
Oh, we nearly made you sick by playing a song that you just can't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Enjoy.
Scott Mills.
The 1975 and Girls on BBC Radio 1. So, hello, I am the mystery presenter that is covering for Scott Mills today. He's off because his voice has gone.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're not going to carry on with this voice thing the whole show, though, are we? Do you want to just reveal yourself?
Yeah, it's me, it's Jordan.
I'll be honest, it's a bit of an anticlimax. It's not, and that's no offence to yourself or me.
I bet you everybody just heard that and thought, it's got to be Jordan, who else?
We just thought we'd jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, because I am the supply teacher. So yeah. I've got this big red phone in my room at home and it's like the Batman phone. So when it rings, it comes straight through to me and they're like, Jordan. And I just go, yep, I'll do it. No worries.
Yeah, I like to imagine that you're there just sat in your pants. You know what I mean by that, but just waiting for the call. And then when it comes, you're ready.
That is literally my job. I do my Sunday show and then I just wait for the phone to ring. And I'm here. Yay!
Yeah, come on, let's have it. Monday. Yeah.
I feel though sometimes when I'm on loads, I feel like, you know, that noise they use when you turn off a light on, what's the Paddy, Take Me Out?
Yes, Take Me Out.
So, you know, when I feel like I've been on loads, because I covered for Myra as well this weekend, I just feel like sometimes when I come out on the radio, I'll just go, boom, 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 boom.
No, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Come
it's
on,
not.
Okay. Let's have it.
Scott is ill and well today, and he's not faking it. You might have heard him on the chart on Friday.
Mate, it's not even that. He's well. He's perfectly fit and able to come do the job. He's just lost his voice.
Yes. This was how he sounded on Friday.
Hello, Grace. Just making some cookies at the moment, just making a few cookies. Ryan is going out tonight in Leeds. Animax next.
It's got worse than that since then. He actually can't talk. He's got nothing.
I know. I think we should get him in, though. Maybe a Hoover Live Lounge or something. Put some shake and back down. Who? Could maybe help out the production. I don't know.
Yeah, we could put him to use.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It sounds like he's got nothing left.
Oh, God, that is
BBC Radio 1.
Like we were saying before, Scott's not so well. He's poorly. He's completely lost his voice. I love the fact as well, Chris, that everybody's calling him Simon.
Yeah, there's actually quite a lot to dissect, including what I think was the most anticlimactic start to any kind of show. You see how the X Factor does it and they can make things really tense.
Yeah.
And dramatic music. That was our kind of lame attempt. Your picture pops up on the iPlayer anyway, so it doesn't work, this whole thing.
We're getting loads of texts going, don't know why I used the voice changer. Greg told us this morning it was Jordan. Someone's texting saying we snoot with Jordan anyway, he gets where water doesn't go.
Mate, on the BBC Sounds app, there is literally a picture, it sort of ruins the surprise somewhat anyway.
That went down like a fart in a lift, didn't it?
You know the Simon Mills stuff?
Yes.
So this is you, because loads of people are saying it. Look, loads of people, like this text, I was looking forward to listening to Simon Mills today. Send Simon our love. Everyone's calling Scott Simon. What have you done?
Right, so this all started, do you remember ages ago, on air, a listener called me Gordon on the phone. And then you and Scott, this was over a year ago. Remember, you changed all my jingles.
Yeah.
This is Radio 1's greatest hits.
Let's go.
My name is Gordon North.
My name. Radio.
Yeah, so you changed them all to... So I was listening last week and I heard that this happened when you had a listener on air.
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
You right?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, I was just wondering what day Father's Day was.
Oh my gosh, that is so pressurising.
I know, right?
Very, very.
Anyway, good to speak to you. What's
your
name?
Thanks for calling. My name's Heather.
Heather, good to speak to you.
Okay, thanks, Simon.
Love you. Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Who's Simon?
Simon.
We haven't got a Simon.
No.
So that happened last week, and I heard this, and I was like, right, this is my moment now. This is my time to shine. And then I said on air on Friday, when I was looking after things for Maya, I was like, when Scott comes on at 4 to do the chart, everyone texting going, hi, Simon. And I'm just going through the text now from Friday. Hi, Simon. Looking forward to the number one spot. Someone just texting saying, Simon. Afternoon, Simon. Are you well? I thought you were. That's from Josh. Yes, Simon. Buzzing for the chart this week. Lewis Capaldi for number one, please, Simon. So glad Simon's finally on. So, yeah.
So now that's a thing, is it?
So it is actually a thing. From now on, his name is Simon Mills. Why? Thank you again to everybody that texted in to Scott or Simon on Friday when he was on the chart and called him Simon Mills. He really wasn't happy.
Right, why am I getting so many messages? I mean, hello, Simon. Hi, Simon Mills. Can't wait to hear who number one is. That's Matt in Devon. You need some throat sweet, Simon. You sound rough. That's from Darren in North London. Hi, Simon. What's going to be number one? I hope it's Lewis Capaldi. Simon, I hope Lewis is number one. Loving your husky voice, Simon. Give me a shout. I've been baking buns all day. That's Joe. I don't know who put you up to this, but it feels to me like it could be a Jordan North situation.
He would have hated that, wouldn't he?
He will. He'll really hate it, but it's such petty revenge from you as well.
Yeah, it is really.
It's
the
whole Gordon thing.
I'm quite a petty person, actually, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm quite petulant sometimes when you think about it, which isn't a good trait, really, is it?
No. But you know what? I reckon loads of people calling him that and his actual different voice almost does sound like, if you don't really, you know, listen all the time, that there is a new presenter here called Simon.
Yeah, Simon. But to be fair, people still call me Gordon now. And in the office, I walk through and people go, all right, Gord, and Gordy and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Logan from Wolverhampton's been on. He says, hi, Jordan. Hi, Chris. Is it just radio that Jordan covers? I really don't fancy going into work this afternoon. So after working for Scott today, can I call your big red phone? Could do, yeah. Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I could do. I've done this before. It's not just radio. When I was at uni, my mate was a man down at work, and he worked as a roofer. And I went in and did a roofing shift. And about an hour in, got there about 8:30 in the morning. An hour in, I realised I was scared of heights, and I had a panic attack on a roof. BBC Radio One. Chris Stark, I smell a rat.
Yeah, too right. So basically, this all started because a listener has a rat that needs renaming or naming. Can't quite remember. And we've done this before with a cockroach and a snake.
Yes.
It's just a good way of getting stories. So we're giving everyone listening the chance to have a rat named after someone that's wronged them. So maybe it's an ex, you know, like a sort of snaky ex kind of character.
Yeah.
But this time we're naming a rat.
Yeah, or a boss that used to work with.
Yeah,
like
it could be any of these types of stories. We want to hear them.
And Kirsty, who are you nominating today?
I would love to nominate Marcel the Love Rat.
Marcel the Love Rat. Go on, tell us about Marcel. What's he done?
So I was dating Marcel for about 8 months last year, and he went on a holiday to Belfast without telling me. So he went away for the weekend, which I was like, that sounds a bit strange. He would always tell me, you know, his plans for holidays and things beforehand. And so I went on to his Instagram just one day, had a little look, and I saw a picture of him in Belfast. And there was a comment underneath from a girl saying, the person who took that photograph did a really good job, winky face.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you wouldn't say something like that unless you took the photograph yourself. So I logged into her profile and saw that, yes, she was in Belfast with him. She was also in Paris with him a month before that. And the Paris, he didn't tell me about Paris. So the Paris photo said hashtag happy anniversary. So I'm thinking now, is that a 1 year anniversary or a 2 year anniversary? So I then went on a date with him and kind of confronted him, but you know, nice and calmly. I said, you know, there's a few things that I'm wondering, like, are you seeing other people? And because at this point we'd had the exclusivity talk, so I asked him who'd been away with, and he said like two guys' names, and I was like, okay, So do you want to tell me who Justine is?
Ooh.
And he was like, he looked me straight in the face for about 1 minute flat, didn't know what to say. So eventually he, you know, he had to admit it. So I said, you know, I'll give you a week to tell her and lessen the blow, but she deserves to know. So if you want to tell her, tell her. If not, I'll get in touch with her.
Girl to girl.
Yeah, exactly. Girl codes. So I then gave him 2 weeks and he hadn't messaged her. So I messaged her on Instagram and just said, look, I hope that Marcel's told you about this, but we've been dating for 8 months and I'm not telling you I've been vindictive, but I just think you deserve to know.
Oh, do you know what? It sounds like you've been so in control of everything, though.
Yeah.
Fair play. I was
quite proud of myself. I thought I dealt with it quite well. But look, he seems to have great taste in women because she's fantastic. Like, we met up for a drink, we've been out for dinner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly, you know, we get on, seems to be go for the same women, so Yeah, she's great.
Is she still with him?
No, she completely ended it straight away.
I think as well, in this day and age, it's really, not saying it's a good thing, it's really hard to be a love rat with social media. I think like in the 80s and
really
90s
hard.
I reckon in the 80s 90s like 1 in 5 was a love rat.
Yeah.
No, you hear about all the time people used to have like wives and kids that their other halves didn't know about and stuff.
Well, we're thinking this because when we met up with each other, we kind of like, oh, what about this weekend and this weekend? And there were certain times he'd gone away and told me one thing and her another thing. So yeah. His story doesn't add up somewhere. So we're like, maybe he's married, maybe he has kids.
Oh, it's stressful.
Social media has been the demise of the love rat. Which is a good thing.
Well, I think so. Also, I think, makes it a bit easier for them because they can, you know, a lot of people, you know, slide into the DMs these days, aren't they, on Instagram?
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah. I didn't think the love rat existed anymore, but apparently they do. They're alive and strong and well.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds like a very strong nomination for the rat, actually.
I think Marcel the Rat.
Yeah.
Marcel the Rat. It's quite a sweet name.
Coming up tomorrow. Hey, it's Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
Listen tomorrow morning from 8:15.
Dan, I believe we've got another rat.
Yes, we do.
Spill, tell us.
So what it was is I was seeing a guy. He was actually my first proper boyfriend. You know, it was all very romantic. We met, we had a picnic in a park for our first date. You know, I've kissed under a tree. It was all very romantic.
God, it sounds very romantic. Kissed under a tree, Jordan.
Yeah. I've done stuff under a tree, but I've never been kissed. Anyway.
And so we go out for the better part of a year, and it's all very serious, and I've met his family and stuff. And then one day out of nowhere, I just get a text saying, sorry, this isn't going to work, it's over. And that's it. He vanishes off the face of the planet, which isn't ideal. And obviously, I was devastated and everything. And so about a month later, he comes back out of the woodwork and has changed his mind. And he wants to get back together. He's made a huge mistake, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm super wary of this. So I just don't say yes at first. But he kind of pursues me relentlessly over the next 6 months until finally I say, you know, he wins me back with this kind of big declaration of affection. And, you know, the I love yous come out and all the rest of it. And so we decided to recreate our first date back in the park with a picnic
under the tree.
That same tree,
yeah, nice.
Where we had our first kiss. Yeah, I lovingly prepare the picnic. I go all the way over to this park and I sit in the sunshine and sort of wait dutifully for him. I know. And then the minutes begin to tick tragically by, and with each one of them, my heart sinks a little bit because he's just not showing up. And then eventually we get to the point where I'm about to leave 40 minutes later and my phone beeps and I have another text that says, I can't, I'm sorry. And he dumps me a second time.
What?
Over text.
What a rat.
Not good. What a rat indeed.
Ben the picnic rat.
Ben the picnic rat.
Under the tree and everything. Was that your idea, the tree thing, by the way, or his?
It was. I suggested it. I thought it would be like a nice full circle moment. Yeah. We'll do it right this time, etc.
I love those date routines that you go on. You know, if you know something works and you know, clearly the picnic and under tree thing is your move.
Cinema for me.
Is it?
You don't have to speak to him.
Right. I feel gutted for you. I mean, what a horrible thought that is, that you're sat there, you've lovingly prepared the picnic and everything, and he just doesn't turn up.
No, and I'm sort of sat there in the ruins of what might have been, you know, dejected and alone.
Did you eat any of the picnic? Like, did you have a sandwich or quick pork pie?
No, I felt the... the picnic was, you know, a bit tainted, but I did have all the wine. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? I'm intrigued by this, though. What happened with you under the tree, Jordan?
Me?
Yeah.
Just, you know, under the tree stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we never done under the tree.
Yeah. No more information?
Nope.
No. Dan, do you know what? I can see why you want to nominate...
Ben.
Also, I don't like all the flip-flopping in between. You know, you say you like me, then you don't like me, then you like me, all that sort of thing. People do that a lot.
BBC Radio 1.
Stephen in Newcastle says, just tuned in and thought Scott had been on the helium there for a minute.
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah, a good one. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
No, to be fair, that was pretty funny. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but his voice is mad low at the moment. It's like, hi.
Yeah, Scott says he's like, what?
He's fine. You keep saying... Pooley as well.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? He's Pooley, isn't
he? Pooley, that's what you say.
No, Pooley.
Pooley.
Yeah, he's...
But he's not Pooley. He's just got... he's just... It's just his throat. He's just... He's lost his voice.
He's lost his voice completely.
He's fit as.
Yeah.
In the body. But the problem with this job is you need your voice. Because we were saying he should actually be here doing some work. Do you know what I mean? Do a bit of admin or something.
Yeah, dusting or something like that.
So he's not too poorly.
Okay, poorly. It just means poorly.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell me about this Ask Me Anything, because I've heard it before, and it's a very, very good thing that you and Scott usually do.
Yeah, the beauty of this is it's a surprise to both of us and everyone listening. So we get someone on, you know, one of life's special people. They have a unique skill or talent or career, and we just get to ask them anything. The floodgates open. So previously, we've had a lady on that invented Jenga. She was the actual... She created...
Shut up. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, amazing. We had a guy on who plays FIFA for a living. Like, earns so much money from it.
No.
There was a lady that washes horses' willies. It's, they've all been on. And last week, we spoke to a guy called David who rides roller coasters naked. Is the cold bar a problem, you know, when it comes down?
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem as such. I don't know what is the problem. I guess it's for the ride operators that have to be responsible for putting the lap bars down.
Oh, yeah, because they bend right down, don't they?
Their jobs were quite interesting on that event, yeah.
Are they naked as well?
No, the staff aren't naked, just the riders.
I'm sorry, but how would you get into naked roller coasting?
I don't know. Everyone's got to start somewhere, though, right?
Yeah, true.
So anyway, coming up next, we're going to meet someone. We don't know who it is. No one listening knows who it is. And we will get to ask them. I mean, literally, we can ask them anything.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. So we've got, like, a mystery person on the phone.
Why?
Who's on the phone and what do you do?
I'm Fiona McPherson and I put new words into the Oxford English Dictionary. Ask me anything.
Whoa.
Oh.
So you're like the keeper of the dictionary.
Yes, I am. Just me, no one else, no. Obviously, I put new words into the dictionary along with other people, but yes, in essence, that's what I do.
So how does it work? Is it like one in, one out?
No. No, it's not like that. No, if a word is, you know, out there and people are using it and it goes into the dictionary, then there's no reason to take anything else out instead. But what we do try and find the first example of it used in English and then tell the story of the word from that point on.
This is great, Jordan. Isn't it?
Yeah.
She's like a bouncer for the dictionary.
I'm using that, definitely. That's I'm using that.
Sorry, not tonight, lads.
Yeah. What is the best word that you've put in the dictionary?
Oh, the best word that I've put in the dictionary. Gosh, that's pretty hard. But I can tell you what my favourite word in the dictionary is, if that helps.
Go on.
It's mondegreen. Mondegreen. And it is the word for a misheard song lyric. So, you know, when you hear a lyric and you think they're singing one thing and it turns out it's something completely different, that's a mondegreen.
No way.
There's a word for it. Yep.
Yeah, because we have that so much here, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking that Becky Hill song, you know, always eating. It sounds like she's saying always eating salad.
Yeah.
That's the one that everyone talks about here.
What's the farting carrots one as well?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're both mondegreens. There you go.
I feel like Carol Vorderman. I know, she was more maths, weren't she?
That's right.
What's the most recent word you've added? one that you can remember?
Well, words that we've just actually had quite a lot that we've added. We've done SMH, so as in shaking my head.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I think sometimes surprises people because they don't, a lot of people don't think that these are, in inverted commas, proper words.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point then. So what about ROFL or FML? Have you thought about that one?
Exactly. Things like that. Completely legitimate words. Just because they're abbreviations.
MILF?
Yep.
What are you asking here, Jordan?
No. I'm asking if MILF... Is DILF in there as well?
I don't know that will be in yet.
Oh.
Okay. But it's definitely one that we'll be tracking, let's put it that way.
If you're going to have the M, you have the D, yeah. You have the G.
As long as people are using it, yeah.
Speaking of which, what is the rudest word in the dictionary?
Well, I can't possibly say, can I?
Can we run a couple of words by you? And what we'll do is, it's dangerous, this.
Very dangerous.
We'll just turn the mics down.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say if they're in or not.
Okay.
Just on this point.
Yeah, all right then.
All right.
I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Wow. All right. Okay. Jordan, go more than that one. Good luck. Wait. No, wait. Go, be careful with this. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? What about the ER at the end? Is that in there as well?
Yep. Definitely. I think that is actually in. Yep. I mean, these are all words that are used. So, we always say if they're like a bit rude, we will label them as such.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop this game.
Yeah. People are looking at us, by the way. Okay. It is there.
I think we've kind of heard everything. I can't think of many more questions, George. There's one thing, though, I'm interested in, thinking of you as sort of the bouncer of the dictionary. Are there any words that are close to getting in? They've just got to kind of walk around the block, sober up a little bit, and then you'll let them in. Any that we could maybe get behind as a bit of a campaign, potentially?
Oh, well, there's always words like that. I mean, one word I've seen quite a lot used is chef's kiss. Recently, you know, where people, if something's really, really good, they give it a chef's kiss to kind
chef's
of indicate
kiss.
That
chef's
that's really
kiss
great.
Sounds rude.
Yeah.
I promise you it's not. Unless when I do my research, there's some meaning that I'm as yet unaware of.
I think we should get behind that. Back it. Chef's kiss.
You just want to check what the urban... Does the Urban Dictionary cause you a lot of problems over there at your gaff?
No, it doesn't cause us any problems because, of course, these are... I mean, some of the stuff on there is, you know, it's how people are using the words. So it doesn't necessarily cause us any trouble. No, it's just another way of recording the stuff.
Yeah, don't look that one up on there.
Oh. Oh. What's he say? Can I have a look? Let me come round.
It's all right.
You've got me worried now.
No, don't worry. We will start using the words on the show.
Oh, my good God.
Yeah. So,
Have they got a rude meaning as well?
No. Do you know what the problem is? Everything has now.
Jeez.
It can do. Yep, exactly. Well, the meaning I mean is when something's really good and you want to kind of show your appreciation for it, you give it a chef's kiss like they do when they've made a particularly nice dish.
Yeah.
Not so according to the urban dictionary.
No. Anyway.
Maybe we'll scratch that one then. Yeah.
Fiona, I could speak to you for hours. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. No worries at all. BBC Radio
1! Oh, wow, we're getting loads of texts now about the chef's kiss.
Yeah. Look, it's good to learn new phrases sometimes, isn't it? And it's interesting the dictionary are thinking of getting that one involved.
Yeah.
A few people have never heard of it before.
Yeah, quite a lot. Jamie in Huddersfield says, I've just Googled it. I'm not having carrots for my tea now.
Okay. Lauren in Norfolk as well.
Okay, yeah, I think we should. How do people come up with this? That's what I want to know. Thanks again to... What was the name of that lady that we were speaking to, the dictionary lady?
That was Fiona.
Fiona. She was ace. Thank you, Fiona, for taking part in Ask Me Anything. Scott Mills. Right, Chris, let's do it. It's bangers. I love listening to this when you and Scott do it in the afternoon. I've got a song, you've got a song, and our caller, Kevin... Kevin from Newton Abbey in Northern Ireland, you are going to pick what track you want to play. Capiche?
Hi, darling.
Hi. You are meant to say capiche, but don't worry.
You're right, Kevin.
Sorry. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris, sorry. Oh, yep. I knew I'd say that.
The thing is with this is no one wants to get a name wrong now because then Jordan plays it out massively.
Yeah.
And you just get known by that.
Well, you see, so I'm a big pop person, so I usually go for the Scott, but Chris, your choices last week were pretty good as well.
Cheers,
so
mate.
It's been a bit, you know, it's a bit 50-50, so...
Nice
Kevin,
one.
Do you ever get told this? You sound a lot like Andy Murray, you know.
Oh, do I? Oh, no, no, no one said that to me before.
There is a, no.
But he's laughing.
Yeah, fair. No.
What, so where do you work, Kevin?
I'm just in a petrol station, but I've got the day off today, so I'm just chilling in the house listening to...
Oh, love.
Off,
so. Now, in your petrol station, do you have a cardboard policeman?
No, but someone's mentioned that before, but we need to get one in the shop, actually, especially at night time, just in case, you know, you get any drunk people coming in sometimes. So.
What's the point, Jordan?
It deters people. Right, here's my banger. Yeah. It's OPM, Heaven is a Half Pipe. When I was like 8-9 years old, I loved this.
I remember this one as well. I love
yep.
it.
Yep, Chris, what's
all right,
that?
Kevin, you can have that. Or my choice today is this. Now, this is Flo Rida, Kesha, Right Round. I was basically watching The Hangover, heard this, thought it was a good shout.
Yeah.
Oh, is this on Hangover?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So, what's tickling your fancy, Kevin?
They're both bangers as well, to be fair. I've not heard them both in a while. Yours is a good choice, Jordan. And I like Chris's as well. So it's a tough one. I'm quite a pop person. I'm away to see Pink in Glasgow on Saturday. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to see that. But I think I'm going to have to go with Jordan.
Yes! Definitely. Oh, nice one, Kevin. Yeah, I think you've made the right choice there. This is OPM. And Heaven is a Half Pipe. I could kiss you, Kevin. If I die before I wake,
at least in heaven I can skate. What? Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast. With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
I mean, it's old, but it is a banger, isn't it?
Iconic.
Yeah? Will you accept defeat there?
Yeah. Mate, what a tune. There's a lot of people texting, Jordan, I could kiss you. Jordan, I could chef's kiss you. Jordan, I love this song. Jordan, I could... No, I think out on balance, I think that deserved to win.
Yes, thank you. That was OPM and Heaven is a Half Pipe. I won today. Did I say pipe then?
Heaven is a Half Pipe.
There we go. BBC Radio 1. So on Thursday, Chris Stark, you and Scott, if he's better, if he's not as poorly this week, I'll stop saying it, I promise. You're going to do another round of Where Do You Think They Were?
That's right, yeah. This is a thing we do where we get a listener on and they find out from one or both their parents how they were made.
Yes.
Basically, and it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for you to take part in. However, without you listening right now, if you're thinking of taking part in this, we cannot do this feature. We need someone brave to step up.
Yeah, so
811-99
if you want to do it. Basically, you've just got to hear how you was conceived and then you'll get a massive birthday shout-out and lots of people say, happy birthday, yeah, and things like that.
Yeah, it could be for your birthday or it could just be, do you know what, just doing it, if you love the show, if you love me, Scott, Jordan, if you love Radio 1, we need people to step up for this.
Okay.
Do something that will make everyone else smile.
Yeah, let's go. 81199 if you want to do it, and we will do it on Thursday. Where do you think they were? I've been on it.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, you found out.
Do we have to do this?
Oh, yeah, we should share.
Should
really,
we?
Really, what happened, yeah. So, obviously, we wanted you to hear how you were conceived.
Yeah, and it was a surprise. You called me up to say, oh, we want to get you on air to chat about something. I think it was the escape room that was doing at the time with Greg.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'll come on air. And then this happened.
You know what normally happens on people's birthdays, though, don't you?
You ring the mums, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Or dads,
we ring the parents.
Yeah.
And people find out where they were conceived.
Yeah.
But, hi, Graham.
How you doing? You all right?
You all right?
Oh, yeah, my. I'm good, thank you. How you, Jordan?
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God.
Special you birthday didn't... version of... Where do you think they were? Celebrity version.
Get him off the phone now.
No, you're okay.
Right.
Okay. Get him off the phone now.
Graham, thank you so much for doing this. Are you ready?
You're okay. Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. It's great, this. And in case you don't know what it is that we do here, yeah, you just... For a birthday shout-out, you just got to sit through and hear how you were conceived and all the detail.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Jordan. Right, all Scott, right, okay. Ready with the sexy music?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, so it was a lovely summer's day in June, July 1989. I'd just come back from overseas deployment.
We're not really doing it, Jordan.
Oh, God.
Listen to him.
My heart. What do you mean you were just coming back from overseas deployment?
I've been to Canada for 2 months.
Oh, no, we are getting the details.
Oh, it's on. Music back on.
So, you're right, it's fine. I've been to Canada for 2 months. I even know what number one were because we were in the car. It was Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
So I've done it. If I can do it, you can as well. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to do Where Do You Think They Were, or you can text us 81199. It's horrible, it's horrific, but you get a big birthday shout out.
Yeah. We're after the kind of people that will sit there with their parents and watch the Inbetweeners movie.
Those sort of people, you know? Yeah.
If that's you, get in touch.
Yeah, 81199. BBC Radio 1. I still feel uneasy after hearing that Little Mix song, Bounce Back.
Yeah, so didn't... You said you were conceived to the original of that song.
Yeah.
Not Little Mix.
Not Little Mix, but yeah. So.
How would that work?
Soul to Soul, Bad Time. So before we played a clip out of when I was on... a special of Who Do You Think You Were, basically where Scott and Chris ring your parents and find out how you was conceived, and my dad let this slip.
I even know what number one were because we were in the car. It was Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
So just hearing that Little Mix song before it samples it, I feel a bit ill.
Yeah, so even if you hear a tiny bit of it, it stirs up some kind of horrible feeling. I have this as well.
Yeah?
I have this with... And it's annoying because they're a good band, but it's put me right off them. Alt J.
Oh, yeah.
So they had a song called Matilda.
Right.
And in the old Radio 1 studios, the radio went into the toilet so you could hear what was being played. It doesn't really happen where we are now. And I just remember being violently ill whilst Alt J Matilda was playing. Oh.
This?
Yeah, actually makes me feel sick, this song.
Really?
And that's nothing against Old Jade. I know it's a very offensive thing to say.
Had you been out on the beers or...?
I don't really remember the context of it all. It's just when I hear this, it makes me feel physically sick.
Your face has dropped now listening to it.
Honestly, I was having a really bad time to this song. And it puts me off. But I think this can happen with music. You have an experience with a song and then it ruins the song forever.
Yeah, I've said it before. I was talking about it actually last week on Early Breakfast because I got put on hold. And I don't know why. No matter who you call, your credit card company, your bank, anyone, whoever you call, and you get put on hold. They always play this. Elbow, One Day Like This. I can't hear it now. It sounds really tinty and horrible because it's through the phone.
It's true, you've got the hold version here.
Yeah, I've actually got the hold version. This is what it sounds like. And when it finishes, they don't put another song on. Just fades up and starts again.
True.
And it's horrible.
Why is this one always the one?
I don't know. Honestly, whenever you get put on hold, they always play this. And every time I hear it now, I'm just like, it reminds me of being put on hold for ages.
Mad, isn't it? When music makes you feel ill.
Yeah. Another one. Oh, this is another one. Right. I can't hear it now without just feeling so sad and upset. Reminds me of the World Cup last summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Southgate,
you're the one.
Okay.
You still turn me on.
That makes you sad, yeah.
Make me whole again. But yeah, we were talking about it. So yours is Alt J Matilda.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
81199. If there's any songs that you can't hear, if you've got bad memories of them, I don't know, a funny situation, now you can't hear that song the same. Like Chris and I with Elbow and... Alt J and Atomic Kitten, get in touch. 81199. Can you top One Day Like This, the special on hold phone version? Nothing sounds as bad as that. BBC Radio 1. Oh, we're getting loads of texts coming in now, Chris, about songs that you just can't hear anymore. Songs that just make you feel a bit ill every time you hear them because they've been ruined for whatever reason. Kerri-Anne, tell us about a song that you just can't listen to anymore.
Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand.
And why is that?
Last summer when we were flying to Turkey, they played it. It must have been about 30,000 times. And we were just sitting waiting to get off the flight.
Oh.
The same little tune over and over and over.
Yep, I know the certain airline that do it as well. It's Jet2. They play it constantly. Like, every 20 minutes. And you're like, oh, this is nice, this is nice. And then, like, another 20 minutes later, all you hear is...
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay, this is annoying.
Why is it that song on every one of those flights as well?
I don't know, it's just so annoying.
But you've got a feel for the cabin crew.
Oh, yeah, they must hate it, yeah.
Only because you're having to hear the same song over and over and over again.
Even the captain uses it, don't he, Kerri-Anne? It's like a tannoy noise, it'll go...
Yes, it starts before he makes an announcement, yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the flight here. Just to let you know that we are going to be expecting quite a safe flight into Spain today. If you'd like to relax.
We got a flight home today with
Jet2,
and they're not playing it anymore.
Oh, are they not?
No.
All right, well, there you go.
It's in the background, but not as much.
Yeah, it's a fine line between pilot and DJ, I think. Do you know what? Loads of people are having this. My boyfriend had... Had a proper bad migraine whilst Natasha Bedingfield These Words was playing.
No, really?
This is from Sean in Middlesbrough. He says, we still refer to migraines now or feeling sick to having a Bedingfield moment.
So they can't listen to this because of that migraine?
It's like, oh, mate, I've got a Bedingfield coming on. It's not ideal.
Yeah, but now, like you were saying before, they'll hear that song and just feel a bit sick, won't they? Yeah, I do feel sorry for people that have, like...
Jess Glynn's back on, of course.
Yeah, there we go, why not? Yeah, keep these coming in, 8-1-1-9, songs that have just been ruined for you now, songs that you can't listen to. Like I was saying before, mine's Elbow One Day Like This, because you always hear it when you're on hold. Someone said JCB song. No, I'm not having that. That's one of my favourite songs ever. One. To be fair to Kat in Essex, who texted in before saying she just can't hear JCB song now. You know, the I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Draws me round and he's JCB. That one. She said, I did get my finger stuck in the boot of the car when I first heard it, and it locked, and my dad took the shopping into the house, and I had to listen to that song with my finger stuck in the...
Oh, right. Yeah, makes sense.
Feel a bit ill from that. Yeah, fair enough. I get that.
We got one from Chloe here, who can't hear Bass Hunter Now You're Gone anymore. Had an experience to it.
An experience?
Yep. And then experience was with someone who then dumped poor Chloe. Can't hear the song anymore. Shame, cause anthem.
Yeah, right. Should we not go into that too much? Okay. Also, as well, Millie says she was on about Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand, that you always hear when you fly with Jet2. She says, try ringing them, being a travel agent, and sitting on hold for hours listening to that. Yeah, it would drive you crackers, wouldn't it, as well? Loads of people. Someone else says Chance the Rapper. Sounds like the Running Horse song or something.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we'll do more of these in a bit.
Yeah, 8-1-9 songs you just can't listen to anymore. Songs that just make you feel ill when you hear them. One. Claire, tell us a song that you just can't hear anymore. It makes you feel a bit ill.
Oh, It's Someone Like You by Adele.
A lot of people are saying this, you know, Chris.
It's a dumping anthem, this one, isn't it?
So, a lot of people are texting saying, Jordan, Chris, talking about songs that you just can't hear anymore, you just can't listen to. Everyone's saying Adele, Someone Like You. Why don't you like it, Claire?
It's not that I don't like it. I think she's an incredible singer. It's just, when I was 13, I had my first little boyfriend. I just decided that I wasn't ready for my first kiss, so I dumped the guy.
Oh, there we go.
And he started quoting the song on Facebook publicly to everybody. It got worse. I was at school and all my friends would sing it to me in the corridors.
So if we played it for you now, does that just make you feel a bit...
Yeah,
a bit
how do you feel?
Triggered. Absolutely triggered. I feel so awful for that poor boy.
Lol that he put the lyrics up on Facebook, although he won't be the...
And he quoted it and he went, oh, you go, Adele. Yeah.
Rubbish. 13 as well.
Do you know what? To be fair, I feel a bit ill now. Why? I have good news. Scott is going to be back on the show tomorrow. So just think of me tomorrow when I'm sat next to my little red phone waiting.
Yeah, but you'll be waiting for the call. Do you know what I mean?
Will you just be thinking of me during tomorrow's show, mate?
Yeah, of course. Of course you will. But, okay. You know, at least he's not Pooley.
Yeah, Pooley.
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 Yeah, Pooley.
Right, I've been saying Pooley for the whole show today and it's doing Chris's head in. He's Pooley. He's not well. He's Pooley.
Scott Mills.